Hey, hi, hello, how you doing? It's Leslie Vivian over here at hashtag Red Dirt Boss Babe, coming at you today with some ways to just stop self-sabotaging your business, okay? Like, we do so much in our business and we work so hard, and then we are also like the world's worst, because usually when our business is having problems, it's not our customers, it's not our product, it's not our company, it's us, okay? And sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow. So I'm going to talk to you about some things that you are doing to self-sabotage your business, all right? So first off, bad habits. You have to like realize there's bad habits and that we have to break them, okay? You can't move up or grow or do anything and get to a different place without change. So you have to be open-minded and open to different ways of changing. Those habits are what got you to where you are right now. And if you want more, if you are trying to grow your business and trying to get to a different place, you have to be open to change, okay? So before I get started, real quick, at any point, if you get value from this, I would love if you would take a screenshot, throw it over on the IG, and tag me at Leslie_Vivian_. That's at symbol Leslie_Vivian_. Okay. So this just really helps me know if I am providing you guys with a value that you're actually enjoying, or if maybe like I need to do something else. I don't know. So we're going to jump right back into it. But if you would just share if you're getting value, that would be amazing, so that I know there are some humans out there I'm actually helping with this content besides just myself. Okay. So when it comes to bad habits, you have to identify the problems, okay? So some of our biggest problems are, one, procrastination. Saying we're going to do something, and then not actually doing the action, okay? So like, if you're gonna go live, right? Cool. I'm going to go live, but like I didn't do my hair and makeup today. So like I'll do it this evening, right? Like, let me get some time to go shower and do my hair and put some makeup on. And then I'll definitely go live this evening. And then the next thing you know, it's like 7 p.m. and you still haven't done your hair and makeup and you still haven't gone live. And you're just like, oh, well, I'm just going to binge watch this next Netflix show instead. And I'll go live tomorrow. It's fine. No big deal. And then tomorrow comes, and then tomorrow's tomorrow, and then tomorrow, and tomorrow never really actually comes, okay? So you have to stop procrastinating. You have to just get up and do the damn thing, okay? The next thing is, negative self-talk is a very huge thing when it comes to self-sabotaging. So much of the problems we have aren't even real problems. It's just things we tell ourselves. So like the whole, and if you caught my podcast Your Team Growing, so much things we talk about is negative self-talk, and we talk ourselves out of it. Like, I can't recruit, or I can't sell this, or I can't sell that, or like I can't lead a team, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not a leader, or whatever it is. Whatever you're speaking to yourself is what's going to come true. So you need to change that negative self-talk, okay? The next thing, and it goes along with that, is the limiting self-beliefs. You have to stop limiting yourself. You will never get past that limit you're putting up for yourself. Never, ever. Because that's where you're stopping yourself at. The next thing is perfectionism. So if you've ever heard of this, you are like perfectionism paralysis or whatever. Whatever it's called. But you're so caught up on all your posts being perfect, all your photos being perfect. Like, is my 3-page novel good enough? Am I giving enough value? Is my lighting perfect? Like, guys, I literally put a post up this morning telling people that I was going to go live in a group of 60.8K people. And the picture with it was me with my hair and a shirt wrapped up for that, like, what was it, plopping? I don't know. It makes my hair look really good, though. I'm not very girl efficient there. But I don't know, but it's right out of the shower, no makeup, but it's real. It's me. And I was like, guys, I'm going live tonight with this many, in a group of this many people. I would love if you just came and loved on me and supported me because I'm super nervous. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to look a certain way. People want you to be human and be real. So stop overthinking and trying to be the perfect social media presence, okay? The next thing you need to be doing to help with some of these problems is personally developing daily. And I don't mean like this, these podcasts here, okay? Like they can help. And I give a lot of tactical and some of it's mindset too, but like go find a book and read it. So one of my favorites right now is The Gratitude Diaries. I literally can't think of her name that writes it and I don't have it with me. I'm fixing to start Untamed. And I've read some other ones. There is Victim to Victor by Nick Santanandanona. I can't say his last name. Go read an actual book. There's something very different about listening to a podcast and reading a book. I challenge you to make it part of your daily routine to read 10 pages of a book. I don't care if you do it in the morning. I don't care if you do it while you're taking your poop. I don't care if you do it before you go to bed at night. But something about slowing down and having to read those actual pages makes you like really just comprehend and soak them in better. So personal develop daily. And then of course you can do like the podcasts and stuff like this are very beneficial as well to just growing yourself in general. But I definitely recommend the 10 pages of reading daily, okay? The fourth thing and how you're self-sabotaging your business is you overwhelm yourself. You do go watch the podcasts or go to your team trainings and all the things, and you get so much value and information that instead of taking action with any of it, you get overwhelmed and you don't take any action at all. So you need to sit down and actually just be like, start, like when you're taking notes, star the biggest, most impactful thing you can start with. So the one thing that was like, oh, boom, brand explosion, that is genius or whatever. Start with that. Implement that. Get comfortable with that and then start adding other things to it, okay? So stop overwhelming yourself. Learn one thing, pick it up, work on it, and then add in another and stop overwhelming yourself thinking you have to do every single thing that you learn that day when you have, like, I mean, I have like 2 or 3 trainings a day, podcasts, and my 10 pages of personal development. If you think I can like retain all of that and instantly implement all of it, you are insane. It doesn't happen. But I take notes that I can go back to and be like, okay, we're going to start doing this. Like I got this one covered. We've got like, we're going to go to the next thing now. But I take notes and I do that on purpose. I keep them in the notes on my phone so I can go back through and reread and implement as I go. That way I'm not overwhelmed with everything at once. And the fifth thing is that you need to set real goals and also make plans to get there. You guys have already heard me say this multiple times, that if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail, okay? You have to have a plan. So set not only goals that are real, like I want you to really visualize these big dreams, but I need you to also set achievable smaller goals along the way. Because what happens is along with the overwhelm, we set these huge goals where we're going to go from an apartment with 1 room, 1 bathroom, and a kitchen to a mansion, which is an amazing thing. Like, please, please go very descriptively vision out what kind of home you want. But you also need to realize, like, that type of vision isn't going to happen in, like, a week. It's not going to happen in, like, a month. It's going to take longer than that to get there, right? So I want you to also set out achievable goals that are smaller based, because if you spend your whole time working towards this house and not ever hitting any other goals along the way, you're going to like burn yourself out because you're not getting to that goal you set and you feel like you're working your butt off and not getting anywhere. So set smaller goals. Like I had set a goal when I finished 75 Hard, I was going to get a really good pair of shoes, okay? Because like all my tennis shoes are janky and I was working out twice a day. If you know my story, I hurt my leg and I actually had to quit on day 50, which really sucks because that means no shoes. But that was a small goal for finishing 75 days of something. So, like, set the small things where, like, you can reward yourself and get to those things as you go in a smaller step-by-step basis while still running for your bigger vision. And have a plan on how to get there, okay? So, believe in yourself. You can do this. I believe in you. If you need to believe, like, still my belief, do it because I know you are capable. Literally, if I, a small town, little, like, podunk living me can get to where I am now, then I know you are more than capable of getting to where you want to go also. So if you got any value from this, please, please screenshot, drop it over on the Instagram. Again, that is @Leslie_Vivian_. If you want to tag me in your stories, that would be amazing. I love you guys and hope you have an amazing, amazing day.